comical heroes all find their superpowers. Elvis found music.
In the new movie Elvis, now in theaters, director Baz Luhrmann gives Elvis Presley's tragic story a supercharged retelling. Austin Butler plays Elvis while Tom Hanks plays the man who discovers him, Colonel Tom Parker. Virtually everyone knows the bare bones of the King's story. It's a tale of a talented young singer born in Tupelo, Mississippi, who blended gospel and black cultural influences in a revolutionary new way. Women screamed and swooned. Men screamed and tried to lock him up. Each step of the way, Colonel Tom Parker carefully shepherded the singer's path to superstardom. But Parker was no guardian angel. The former carnival promoter knew he had a tiger by the tail, and he was going to make sure the show went on, no matter how damaging it was to Elvis himself.
Now, I don't know nothing about music, but I could see in that girl's eyes, he was a taste of forbidden fruit.
Luhrmann's film pulses with the director's signature high-energy style. Elvis himself comes across as an earnest, somewhat naive young artist whose loyalty to Colonel Parker is arguably his undoing. As his fame grows, so do his problems, including addictions to drugs and alcohol that eventually claim his life. This movie shows us a young man who wants to do the right thing, but the world and the worldliness he's dragged into take a terrible toll on him and his relationships. Profanity and sensuality are the biggest concerns here, as well as those references to drugs and alcohol. So we're giving Elvis a 2.5 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio. I'm Adam Holtz for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.